It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Finally, Canada has done it. The country hosting the Winter Olympics has won its first ever gold medal at home. The big moment came last night in the men's mogul skiing event, and it ended a drought that had lasted through two previous Canadian Olympic Games. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Canada got skunked at the 1976 Montreal Olympics. It went 0 for 1988 when the Games were held in Calgary. Canadian fortunes had to change this time. The country had invested heavily in an own-the-podium program, which not only sought gold, but victory in the overall medals race. So when Canada's Alexander Bilodeau scorched the moguls course last night at Cypress Mountain, the moment had arrived. I headed out to the streets of Vancouver and braced myself for pandemonium.
Canada won gold, men's mogul. Louder. Louder. Thank you.
You know, I get the whole calm Canadian thing, but come on. First home gold ever. I zeroed in on a group that looked like it was born to celebrate, including a big guy with a big shirt that had on it a big red maple leaf.
Come here, you guys. This is a big moment.
Yeah,
Canada won a gold medal.
It did, buddy.
What do you think?
We're very happy about it. It's about time.
What's the deep meaning of it?
Oh, holy. Oh, wow. Now you've lost me.
I picked the wrong group because all over the place, Canadians were talking about pride and no more second best. Nowhere was the celebration bigger than up on Cypress Mountain, especially the moment when Bilodeau, sitting in first place, found out that the final racer of the night and the only man who could knock him from his perch, Frenchman Guillebeau Collat, placed sixth. Bilodeau hugged his older brother, Frederick, who has cerebral palsy and who Bilodeau calls his inspiration. And then he told Canada's CTV what he was thinking before his dazzling run, which included a daring backflip with two twists off one of the jumps.
On top, I had no regret on what I've done in the last 4 years. And I said, I'm ready, the most ready I've ever been. I went out and I knew what to do. My keywords were in my head and I just, yeah.
His laugh was heard and felt around a nation. An Olympics so far defined by the tragic death of an athlete, dreary rain, and exasperating delays in the sports schedule, finally had a moment that was all good. And from Vancouver all the way up to Whistler Mountain, Canadian athletes breathed a collective sigh of relief. No more pressure to be the first. And wouldn't you know it? The forecast calls for good weather. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.